Time for our How to Write segment. Each week we talk to another expert on how to write something. And today we're looking at how to write a pepeha. Joining me is RNZ's Māori Strategy Manager, Shannon Honui-Thompson. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Jesse.
Kei te pēha koe.
Oh, kei te ora, kei te tino pai aho.
Hey, what's a pepeha?
So I suppose a pepeha would be something that identifies you and your connections to certain areas of Aotearoa, your maunga, your mountain, your awa or moana, your body of water, your iwi and your hapu. So it's really, I like to think of it as an identification marker, you know, if you needed one.
Yeah, and this was used traditionally in Māori society?
Not necessarily. I suppose not now, how we use it now in more modern times. Mm. You know, a pepeha is probably something you will learn the first time you start a te reo Māori course. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I think, also a way of connecting with other people that share the similar kind of background to you or similar iwi, hapu, or even, you know, your other ethnicity backgrounds, you know, Scottish or Irish or, you know, right. I found in some of my ideal classes that I have been in that I've found connections on my Scottish side with some of my classmates, which has been really awesome as well.
Ah, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so
it's a connector.
It's a connector. It totally is a connector, and I really like that word.
Because it helps with the small talk later.
Helps with the small talk later. And, you know, and I think that is really, truly a real a big part of Te Ao Māori is finding our connections and growing our connections.
Mm. And because connection is identity as well, I
totally
suppose.
Yeah. It's all about identity. I mean, I think, you know, when you go to write your one, well, write one, or one for yourself, I always, for me, will start with the maunga, the biggest landmark or the mountain, the biggest landmark that you have that you feel connected to in your iwi or that recognises your iwi.
So I'm from Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, so it's probably Pirongia for us, I think.
Yep, I would say so. I'm not very au fait to that area, but, you know, another, I suppose, of the Waikato Tainui iwi and hapu, you know, one of the another major maunga down there would be Taupiri, which is near
of
Ngaruahia.
Of course, yeah. That'd be probably closer than Pirongia, I think, yeah.
And I think it's also trying to find, you know, a lot of Pākehā or Tauiwi that were in my class at the time didn't really identify with their heritage, non-Aotearoa heritage. Yeah. So a lot of them connected to landmarks around Auckland. You know, we have some amazing maunga here in Tamaki Makaurau. And I'd have to also say every time I do my pepeha, I also always include my connection to Maungarei or Mount Wellington because I grew up in that part of Auckland. So even though I usually use my ngāpuhi side pepeha and my maunga for that side of my whānau is Rākau Mangamanga, which is kind of on the east coast of the Bay of Islands around Cape Brett. Mm-hmm. But I'll also always acknowledge that I grew up at the base of Maungarei or Mount Wellington.
Love it.
And I still live there today.
So I guess a pepeha can be as simple or as complex as you want, right? You can just say who you are, what your mountain, your maunga is, what your body of water is, and kia ora.
Yep, totally.
Or you can go in a bit more in depth.
It's really up to you. I mean, a lot of pepeha, I would also include my waka, because the waka that I can identify to for my ngāpuhi side or my northern side, Ngā Toki Mata Whaoroa, has so many hapu off it. So, you know, when you have that one kind of, and when I say waka, these are the waka that traverse the Pacific Ocean to come here and settle in Aotearoa. So it can be as complex as you want it to be, and it also can be as simple as you want it to be. It's also about, I think, the audience that you're talking to and or you're presenting your pepeha to. So, you know, it could be a room full of people you've never met. And if that was me, I would probably use a bit more detail. But if it was other people that I kind of knew and I knew I had some connection, I would pick out the bits out of my pepeha that I knew was connected to them to show that kind of connection.
So if people at home are mentally doing this now, you think about the place you were born, a significant maunga or landmark that you might like to mention, Again, for me, Hamilton Hospital, Waikato Hospital, so probably the awa is Waikato River.
Yep.
But other people, if they were born by the sea, appropriate to mention a harbour or a...
Well, the Rākau Mangamanga Te Maunga, that's my maunga, which is, and it's actually the biggest body of water around that maunga is the Bay of Islands of water around Ipipiti. It's the sea, it's the ocean. Mm. And I suppose you'll probably hear... our Ngāti Whātua or Rākau relations based here in Tamaki Makaurau, they will refer to the Waitemata as the, and that's a moana, te moana.
Interesting, Is there stuff online if people wanted to find out, you know, we won't get a chance to cover it for everyone today in terms of the reo, but, you know, anything you'd recommend for
There's some amazing websites out there, you just need to Google Pepeha, but another really good one I found, which was really interesting, and I listened to for the our kōrero, was the Taringa podcast that is done by Te Wānanga o Aotearoa.
Oh, cool.
And they cover off Pepeha in episode 44, it's called Tikanga 101 Iwi and Hapū. And they kind of talk about the structure and order of how to write a pepeha, how to present a pepeha, and how you can use it in different situations. I love that podcast. I'll always give it a plug.
All right. Whātiko mā whā, episode 44.
Tēnā koe, Jesse.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much for doing this. Just one quick question. When do you know it's an appropriate time to do it?
You could probably include it in when you do a mihi, when it's a new audience and you don't know anyone in the room.
Okay.
And sometimes some people may just ask you.
Thanks so much, Shannon Honui-Thompson, Director of Māori Strategy at RNZ, Manager of Māori Strategy.